Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. I am God's workmanship. April 20th, 2026. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. In the Marvel movie Captain America, the First Avenger, Steve Rogers begins as a small, overlooked young man. He wants to serve his country, but everyone sees only his weakness. He is rejected again and again because of his physical limits. Then he is chosen for an experiment that transforms him. His body changes, but even more important, his purpose becomes clearer. He was selected, formed, and equipped for a mission. Yet the story reminds us that his true value was not in strength he gained. It was in the heart he already had and the purpose he was given. That storyline connects with Ephesians 2:10. Many people today feel overlooked, inadequate, or pressured to prove themselves. Others measure their worth by achievement, appearance, or recognition. Social media encourages us to craft an image. Schools and workplaces reward performance. Culture tells us you are what you accomplish. If you succeed, you matter. If you fail, you fade. Ephesians 2:10 challenges that entire way of thinking. It tells us that identity does not begin with what we build, earn, or display. Identity begins with what God has made. We are not self-created projects trying to earn value. We are God's workmanship, already shaped with purpose. Let us look carefully through the verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship. The word for connects this verse to what Paul has just written in verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not a result of works. Paul now explains why works cannot save us. It is because we ourselves are God's work. The word workmanship comes from the Greek word poema. It refers to something made, crafted, or formed with care. It can describe a piece of art or a carefully written poem. A poem does not happen by accident. Each word is chosen. Each line is shaped with intention. Paul says that believers are like that. You are not random. You are not a mistake. You are not the product of blind chance. God has acted with intention in your life. In Christ, you are His crafted work. This truth speaks deeply to insecurity. If you belong to Christ, your identity is not fragile. It does not depend on trends or approval. You are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Paul next explains how this workmanship takes place. We are created in Christ Jesus. This is not about physical birth. It refers to spiritual creation. Earlier in chapter 2, Paul described humanity as dead in trespasses and sins, 2:1. Dead people cannot fix themselves. But God, being rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ, 2:4 and 5. Salvation is described as resurrection and new creation. To be in Christ means to be united to Him by faith. When a person trusts in Jesus, God gives new life. The old identity defined by sin and separation is replaced by a new identity defined by gracious belonging. Notice that Paul uses the language of creation. This reminds us of Genesis, when God created the world by His word. In salvation, God performs another creative act. He brings spiritual life where there was spiritual death. This means your Christian identity is not a self-improvement plan. It is not behavior modification. It is new creation. God does not simply polish the old life. He gives a new one. Explanation of Ephesians 2:10. For good works, the order matters. We are not saved by good works. We are saved for good works. Good works are actions that reflect God's character and commands. They include acts of love, obedience, generosity, truth, forgiveness, service, and faithfulness. They are not performed to earn salvation. They flow from salvation. Imagine a healthy tree. It does not struggle to produce fruit in order to become alive. It produces fruit because it is alive. In the same way, believers do good works because they have been made spiritually alive. This corrects two misunderstandings. First, we cannot boast in our efforts because salvation is God's gift. Second, we cannot ignore obedience because new life produces new action. Identity and purpose are linked. You are God's workmanship, and that workmanship results in visible fruit, which God prepared beforehand. This phrase shows God's sovereignty and care. The good works that believers walk in are not accidental. God prepared them beforehand. This does not mean every detail of life feels easy or clear. It means that God has already designed a path for His people to reflect Him. Your life is not a meaningless series of events. It fits within God's larger redemptive plan. The talents you have, the relationships you experience, the opportunities you encounter, all can become part of those prepared works. Even suffering and difficulty can be used by God to shape obedience and witness. This truth brings comfort. You are not searching for a purpose that God forgot to assign. He has prepared a path for you, that we should walk in them. The word walk in Scripture often describes daily living. It suggests steady movement in a direction. Paul is not describing a single act of obedience. He's describing a pattern of life. To walk in good works means to live consistently in ways that reflect Christ. It means choosing faithfulness in ordinary moments. It means loving when it is difficult, serving when it is unnoticed, and obeying when it is costly. The Christian life is not about dramatic moments alone. It is about daily steps. In our present cultural moment, identity is often described as something we must construct for ourselves. From a young age, people are encouraged to define yourself, to look within, determine who they wish to be, and present that identity confidently to the world. While personal responsibility and growth are important, this approach places a heavy burden on the individual. If identity must be self-created, then it must also be constantly maintained, defended, and improved. Failure then feels not just disappointing, but defining. Ephesians 2:10 offers a very different foundation. Rather than telling us to define ourselves, Scripture tells us that we have been created. Identity begins not with personal invention, but with divine action. We are His workmanship. That truth shifts the weight from our shoulders to God's hands. We are not self-originating beings trying to secure value through effort. We are the intentional creation of a wise and purposeful Creator. What God creates, He does not treat as meaningless. In a world that tells you to prove your worth and build your own name, Ephesians 2:10 invites you to rest in the gracious work of God. You have been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has already prepared. Today, you do not have to create your identity or earn your value. You are God's workmanship, so step into the good works. He has set before you one faithful step at a time, memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Slowly read Ephesians 2:10 aloud 3 to 5 times today. Emphasize different phrases each time. 2. Write the verse down. Write the verse by hand. Pay attention to each word as you write. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, what does this teach me about who I am in Christ? What does it teach me about why I live? 4. Pray the verse. Father, thank you that I am your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Help me walk faithfully in what you have prepared, trusting your design and living today with purpose that honors you.